Yo, Ryan Hartley here from Always Betting Yesterday. I think one of the things the Western world has done about spiritual life, spirituality, is it's made it about a particular type of practice. So people will either say, I'm spiritual or I'm not spiritual. And I guess the punchline is that we are all spiritual, whether we realize it or not. And I think one of the punchlines comes from the book Everything is Spiritual by Rob Bell. And it really kind of takes us on down a journey of understanding what it means to be spiritual beings, not just because we think we sit on a yoga mat, have a bunch of crystals, and do a bunch of other practices that the cliche spiritual person might do. And just because we don't do those things doesn't mean to say that we are not animated by a life force spirit. And I've been reading a variety of various different sources over the last couple of years, whether that be Science of the Quantum Field, whether that be some of the Gnostic texts, the Gospel of Mary, and even some of the more practical kind of do what you love, you know, that the earthly worldly doing mindset strategy type stuff. I think that one of the things I'd like to just explore in this moment is what I think the intersection of spiritual beings are. And I think it's not out there. I don't think it's a label. I don't think it's a practice. I think it's that meeting point. It's that synthesis. When we can get alignment between our heart, our mind, and our spirit at the level of the body. I think when we can align our heart and our mind and our soul at the level of the body in this present moment, we become a wonderful channel. I think that's what it means when some people talk about getting in flow, being a state of timelessness, things with ease. I think when we can align the purity of our heart and our intentions and our values and our care, align that with something with which our mind is curious about and wants to strategize and do more of, and when we feel that is something that we're here to do, and we use our body in this present moment to bring that to the world, then I think that is the moment where we feel most alive as an animated spirit. That is a spiritual experience. To be fully present in this moment, heart, mind, soul aligned at the level of the body, there's no disconnection. There's no separation. There's no separation within ourselves. There's no separation from our environment. There's no separation from other people. There's no separation from the work that we're here to do. There's no separation from God. And I think that's what happens when we create that wonderful alignment, that everything is coming together as this synthesis of heart, mind, body, and soul. That, my friends, I think is the spiritual experience. I could expand on this idea, but I want to let that rest here at this moment. The stuff that I'm still trying to package in my own heart and my mind as to how to articulate it. And I think one of the next episodes that I like to journey on is, but what happens when we go the opposite way? What happens when we go out of alignment? What happens when we prioritize one over the other? What happens when we're disconnected or our heart and our mind aren't on the same page? What happens when we get conditioned out of our body? What becomes some of the pathologies? What becomes some of the ailments and the sicknesses that we get when we're out of alignment? So I think what that might reveal is this is our true nature, coming back to the synthesis being our true nature, and enables us to live in our fullest expression whilst we're here in this lifetime, in a body. Hope this helps in some way. Always love.